Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled high above the North Saskatchewan River, in the heart of Edmonton's skyline, stands a grand stone sentinel, a chateau that has watched over the city for more than a century. The Fairmont Hotel McDonald is known for its luxury, its elegance, and something else, something unseen, something that refuses to be forgotten. When the doors first opened in 1915, it was a symbol of Canadian ambition and railway opulence. But behind the chandeliers and hand-carved oak panels, stories began to emerge. Stories of whispers in empty hallways, of footsteps echoing where no one stood, of a man in an old-fashioned bellman's uniform who vanishes before he reaches your door. Locals know it as the Mac. Visitors know it as a luxury destination. But those who've stayed overnight or worked in its shadow speak in hushed tones about certain rooms, certain corridors, and that distinct, creeping feeling that you are never truly alone. Could it be the emotional echoes of the hotel's turbulent past, or are the guests encountering something much more permanent? In tonight's episode, we unravel the chilling reports, the whispered warnings, and the strange phenomena that surround one of Alberta's most haunted hotels. Whether it's residual energy or something far more interactive, the Fairmont McDonald offers more than just turndown service. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Perched atop the bank of the North Saskatchewan River, the Fairmont Hotel McDonald has long stood as a monument to Edmonton's early ambition. Its stone facade and copper turrets rise like a castle from the past, a reminder of a time when railway hotels were the height of luxury and status. Built by the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway, the hotel was named after Canada's first Prime Minister, Sir John A. McDonald. Its doors opened to the public on July 5, 1915, ushering in an era of sophistication and grandeur for the growing prairie city. The Fairmont McDonald's chateau-esque architecture, designed by Ross and McFarlane of Montreal, was intentionally meant to evoke the image of a French castle, complete with gargoyles, stone carvings, and pitched roofs. Inside, the hotel boasted opulent ballrooms, wood-paneled lounges, and a terrace with a commanding view of the river valley. It wasn't just a place to sleep. It was a social center, a landmark that welcomed celebrities, dignitaries, and royalty alike. In 1939, King George VI and Queen Elizabeth stayed during their royal tour, further cementing the hotel's elite reputation. But even in those early days, there were quiet rumors, odd sounds echoing through hallways late at night, lights flickering when no one was around, the soft creak of footsteps that didn't seem to belong to anyone present. These accounts were brushed off, of course. In a building so large, so old, there are bound to be quirks. The staff were used to the moans of old pipes and the groans of settling stone. It wasn't until decades later, however, that these quirks began to coalesce into something more unsettling. The first real surge of paranormal attention didn't come until the 1990s, after the hotel's darkest chapter. In 1983, the McDonald was shuttered due to years of neglect and deterioration. It sat empty, its once proud halls silent, windows darkened, and furniture draped in cloth. The building was nearly demolished, but a heritage outcry led to its protection. In 1991, after major restoration, the hotel reopened under Canadian Pacific Hotels, and that's when the stories began to intensify. Guests and staff began to report strange experiences almost immediately. Some blamed it on the renovations. According to folklore, disturbing a resting place, whether it's a battlefield, a cemetery, or a hotel with years of emotional residue, can stir something that prefers to be left alone. Lights would flicker in rooms with no faulty wiring. Doors creaked open slowly in unoccupied suites. Guests claimed they heard conversations in empty corridors, or music playing faintly from floors where no events were booked. Elevators were known to stop at floors no one requested. Was it a programming glitch or something else? Among the first figures to gain attention was the bellman. Described as wearing an early 20th century uniform complete with cap and polished buttons, this ghostly figure reportedly appeared near the 6th and 7th floors. Numerous guests described the same scene. A polite man asking if they needed help with their bags, who would walk ahead and vanish before reaching the door. The consistency of this story, especially from people who had no prior knowledge of it, raised eyebrows. Yet for every hair-raising report, there's a grounded explanation. Psychologists often reference the concept of confirmation bias. When someone is told a place is haunted, their mind is more likely to interpret creaks and drafts as ghostly phenomena. The Fairmont McDonald is filled with environmental triggers, old heating systems that make noise, echoing stone corridors, and dim Victorian lighting that plays tricks on the eyes. Add to that a guest's fatigue, jet lag, or alcohol from the hotel bar, and it's easy to see how the imagination could run wild. Some experts also point to the theory of residual hauntings, a sort of energetic imprint left behind by intense emotion or repeated behavior. Hotels are transient by nature, filled with comings and goings, joy and sorrow, love and loss. Over a century, such energy can build. But others argue these aren't hauntings at all, just tricks of light, sound, and expectation in an already atmospheric setting. And yet the reports persist. One former employee who worked nights during the early 2000s described always feeling watched while cleaning the Confederation lounge after hours. She dismissed it at first until one night, while alone, she saw a figure move past the grand fireplace, only to find no one there upon immediate inspection. "I thought maybe it was someone who'd wandered in," she said in a local interview, "but it was dead silent. It gave me chills." The reopening of the hotel also rekindled old rumors about a specific room. While the management denies any specific claims, guests and amateur investigators frequently point to a missing room, believed by some to be room 873 as a possible epicenter for the activity. Though the hotel skips no room numbers today, several guests and blogs have noted strange architecture or filled-in walls where a room should exist. Theories abound. Some say there was a murder or suicide that caused management to seal it off entirely. Others believe the rumors are nothing more than an urban legend borrowed from similar ghost stories in other hotels. But even skeptics agree on one thing: the building has a presence. There's something about its silence late at night, the way the light bounces off the oak paneling, the echo of footsteps that could just as easily be yours or someone else's. It's the kind of place where imagination doesn't need much help, and where belief, once planted, can quickly take root. And that, perhaps, is what gives the Fairmont Hotel McDonald its enduring mystery. Whether it's the result of emotional residue, psychological suggestion, or something more unexplainable, the hotel remains a place where the past feels dangerously close to the present. As time wore on, the stories surrounding the Fairmont Hotel McDonald only grew bolder, transforming whispers into legends and speculation into something that felt eerily tangible. Among the most persistent rumors is that of a sealed room believed by many to be room 873. Though hotel staff insist no such room exists or ever existed, several visitors have claimed otherwise. Some point to a break in the room numbering sequence or a stretch of hallway on certain floors where a door should be. In interviews and blogs, guests describe standing in front of what appears to be a wall that doesn't quite match the others, too narrow, oddly framed, strangely quiet. The legend claims that years ago, a gruesome event occurred there, possibly a murder-suicide involving a family. According to the tale, guests continued to report terrifying phenomena inside that room. Bloodstains that would reappear no matter how often they were scrubbed, the sound of a child crying in the night, and full-body apparitions that startled even the most skeptical staff. Management, the story goes, chose to seal the room off entirely. Now, officially, that's all hearsay. But what makes it powerful is that guests who didn't know about the story have described strange sensations, cold spots, shadowy figures, or a sudden overwhelming sadness when passing that portion of the hallway. Some even knock and report hearing someone knock back. These stories are unverified, of course, but they're persistent. And in the world of hauntings, persistence often carries more weight than proof. Not all phenomena are confined to this mysterious room. In fact, the McDonald's most frequently cited apparition may be the ghostly bellman, still faithfully carrying out his duties decades, or perhaps a century, after he passed. Descriptions of this figure are remarkably consistent. A man in an old-style bellhop uniform, cap tilted just so, his face kind, his movements purposeful. He often appears near the sixth and seventh floors, approaching guests with a nod or gesture, as if offering to carry their bags. But when they turn around, he's gone. One woman visiting from Ontario recounted her experience in a local podcast. "He was just there, you know. Like any staff member, he didn't feel threatening. I just turned to thank him for helping with the elevator, and he wasn't there. No footsteps, no door closing, just gone." Skeptics might chalk that up to imagination, or maybe a guest seeing a real staff member who quickly exited. But some claim to have caught glimpses of the man in hotel mirrors or windows, even when no one was nearby. His appearances are often accompanied by a drop in temperature and a distinct smell, like cigar smoke or vintage cologne. Another commonly reported entity is a woman in white, often seen on the grand staircase or near the hotel's ballroom. Dressed in early 20th century fashion, she's described as elegant but somber, sometimes holding a bouquet of white roses. Guests have reported seeing her descending the stairs only to disappear as they reach the landing. Some believe she's the spirit of a jilted bride, a frequent motif in ghost lore. Others think she may have been a guest or performer tied to the hotel's early social events. No one knows for certain who she is, but her presence is often described as melancholic, not malevolent. Then there are the sounds. Dozens of guests have reported hearing unexplained piano music, usually late at night and always faint, coming from ballrooms that sit empty. When security is dispatched to investigate, the music stops. Some nights, footsteps are heard pacing above rooms on the top floor. A few guests have complained of voices outside their doors, even when no one is staying on their floor. One couple, celebrating their anniversary in a corner suite, claimed they heard a knock at their door at exactly 3 a.m. Three sharp raps. When the husband opened it, no one was there. When he checked the hallway camera the next morning, the footage had inexplicably skipped a full minute around the time of the incident. These accounts, while never officially confirmed by hotel management, have made their way onto travel forums, review sites, and ghost story blogs across the internet. Some are cautious tales, others celebratory. People genuinely thrilled to have encountered something. The staff at the Fairmont McDonald, while professional and discreet, are not immune to these stories either. In anonymous interviews, several longtime employees have admitted to seeing figures in rooms they knew were unoccupied or hearing their name whispered when alone in the hall. Housekeeping staff have allegedly refused to clean certain rooms without a partner present, particularly near the infamous hallway. Maintenance workers have claimed tools mysteriously vanish or move during late-night shifts. And while the hotel doesn't offer haunted tours, it doesn't need to. The guests do the storytelling on their own. Behind the scenes, a few local paranormal groups have conducted unofficial investigations, though no formal public results have been released. There are murmurs about electromagnetic anomalies in certain parts of the hotel, including sudden battery drains, unexplained cold pockets, and audio anomalies, like voices captured on recorders when no one was speaking. One investigator reportedly recorded a clear voice saying, "I'm still working," after asking aloud, "Who's here with us?" One theory gaining quiet traction is that the hotel may act as a kind of energetic beacon. Because of its history, its design, and its emotional layers, it's seen as a place that traps energy. Paranormal researchers call these liminal spaces, locations where the boundaries between the physical and spiritual seem thinner. Old hotels with their layered histories are prime candidates, but skeptics argue just as strongly for more grounded explanations. They point to environmental factors, the hotel's location on the riverbank, potential exposure to underground water flow, or the building's age contributing to sounds, cold drafts, and electrical anomalies. The power of suggestion also plays a huge role. Visitors who've read about ghost stories may unconsciously interpret any odd sensation as paranormal. Even so, belief has a way of clinging to certain places. The Fairmont McDonald isn't just another luxury hotel, it's a living museum. The walls have heard laughter, sorrow, music, and arguments. Rooms have seen weddings, breakdowns, farewells, and first nights together. That kind of emotional imprint doesn't just fade. Whether it manifests as ghostly figures or the subtle weight of a presence watching from the corner, the stories keep coming. Today, the McDonald embraces its legacy with subtle nods, though they don't advertise the hauntings. They don't deny them either. It's as though the building itself knows better than to speak too loudly. Visitors still come for the opulence, the view, the history. But some come for the chance, just the chance, that something might be waiting beyond the veil. A phantom bellman, a mourning bride, a whisper in the dark. And maybe, just maybe, they'll catch a glimpse. So what is it about the Fairmont Hotel McDonald that keeps people glancing over their shoulders? Maybe it's the architecture, those towering turrets and dimly lit hallways that practically dare your imagination to wander. Maybe it's the legacy, the century of celebrations, sorrows, and secrets sealed into every creaking floorboard. Or maybe it really is something else. It's easy to dismiss a ghost story as a trick of the mind, especially when you're sleeping in a 100-year-old hotel after 2 glasses of wine and a heavy steak dinner. Our brains are wired to find patterns, to fill in blanks, to turn shadow into shape. And in a place like this, the atmosphere does half the work for you. But here's the thing. Too many stories over too many years told by people with no reason to lie. Hotel guests with no knowledge of legends describing the same bellmen in the same uniform. Staff members who avoid certain rooms without ever having spoken to one another. Cold spots that follow no draft pattern. Lights that flicker on cue, whispers that seem just a little too articulate for a squeaky pipe. It's not about proving anything, it's about possibility. The idea that some places refuse to let go of the past, that emotion, trauma, and devotion might just leave a residue that lingers. Whether it's a woman in white still waiting for a dance or a loyal bellman faithfully attending to guests long after his shift should have ended. Maybe ghosts aren't always here to haunt us. Maybe they're just staying at the only place they ever felt truly at home. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.